Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken From Life. Now, here's Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine, and that beautiful music, that really inspiring, upbeat music, is by a group called Love Shadow. So check them out. Today we're going to talk about the power of prayer. Many scientific studies have been done on the power of prayer. Studies have proven that prayer increases happiness, removes or reduces stress, helps people deal with the daily pressures of life. It wards off illnesses, strengthens the heart, and increases our lifespan. So what exactly is prayer? Well, prayer is a passionate and sincere voice that speaks from the heart and directly connects us to the source of our spiritual beliefs. Prayer is the way those in the physical world build relationships with those in the spiritual world. Prayer is a door we open that allows us to communicate our thoughts, feelings, and concerns directly with God, the source, or the universe, whatever our beliefs, as well as with ascended masters, our angels, and our spirit guides. Through prayer, we can ask for advice, healing, protection, forgiveness, or comfort. We can give praise and express our gratitude. Prayer is something we can do for ourselves or others, and it doesn't matter if we pray in solitude or in groups. There is no right or wrong way to pray, no exact words to say, no exact way to say them, no position of our body, and no particular place to say them. There is no limit to what we can pray for. The only thing that is important is that we humble ourselves during these sacred moments. Miraculous things happen when many people pray with the same intention, whether as a congregation or through prayer groups or prayer chains, whether they're at the same location through the internet or around the world. Today's special guest, Sheila Gale, witnessed the miracle of group prayer firsthand when her daughter's mystery illness was cured. Realizing that there was a great need for a powerful prayer network with a global reach, she founded Global Prayer Partners. Global Prayer Partners is an internet-connected prayer request forum where everyone in the world can have access to help when they need it. Sheila Gale is a renowned TV and radio show host. Through the Sheila Show, she has been bringing quantum edge healers, top visionaries, inspirational speakers, and best-selling authors to the airwaves for more than a decade, probably longer. Sheila has studied dozens of healing modalities and possibilities for treating addiction, something she has struggled with personally for many years. Today, Sheila Gale is here to tell her uplifting story and share her passion and vision for the new organization she founded, Global Prayer Partners. And now it is my pleasure and my honor to introduce you to my guest, Sheila Gale. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning, Randy. Thank you so much, and hello to all your wonderful listeners.
Thank you. Oh, it's such a pleasure to have you here today. This is a great topic to talk about. I think that it's probably best that you start with your story and how, you know, what the fundamental of all this was.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it started last November. My 17-year-old daughter, Natasha, just became ill, like, so fast. She woke up one morning and she was just in excruciating pain. We took her to the hospital, and the first thing they did was just try to manage her pain, and they were giving her, I mean, like, morphine, and I mean, she's never had anything like that, and I could barely touch it, you know. She was just in agony, and they did all the tests. She was there for 3 days, could not figure it out what was going on with her. They transported her by ambulance to UC San Francisco Medical Center, where teams of doctors, I mean like five and seven, would be in the room. You know, everything from psychological, you know, physical, emotional, trying to figure out, testing, what was going on. They were perplexed, and they just couldn't, she wasn't getting better. All they were doing was giving her drugs to manage her pain. And she was there for 6 days, and on the fourth day, I just was like, God, I just looked up and said, God, what can I do? I need to do something. And boom, I was downloaded with the idea to reach out to my radio listeners and ask them if they would please pray for her. So I sent a short little email out, and Randy, what happened next was just miraculous and so life-changing. So an email came in, and then another, and then 10, and then 20, and then hundreds, literally in the next, like, 2 days, over 450 emails from people that are total strangers came wow. in for my daughter, Natasha, with the most beautiful, loving, kind words. You know, some were religious, some were real prayers, some were just, you know, words of comfort. And as I started reading them to her, you know, when she would just open her eyes, after, you know, when she wasn't sleeping, I'd say, can I read you a couple more? And she just kind of barely nod. She couldn't even hardly talk. And I saw a light in her eyes start to just shine. And the color in her face started to come back. And as I was reading them to her, she was healed. Within 12 hours of getting those emails and starting to read them to her, she was off all pain medication. And in 24 hours, she was home and thriving. And so it was just so profound. And so it was probably maybe a week later that just this divinely inspired idea came. I didn't think this, you know, it thought me. It was definite instruction to start this global prayer service that would allow people to experience what we just experienced. You know, as you said, there are, you know, congregational prayers, group prayers, many religions, you know, many people have a lot of, you know, group prayers, which are phenomenal. The difference being that when you actually read the emails, it just brings it more into the physicality. It just works miracles on my daughter. So I started a Kickstarter account to start globalprayerpartners.com. As you said, a 24/7 prayer service where anyone, anywhere in the world can request and receive prayers immediately, just as my daughter did. So that was a few months ago. We raised around $5,700, and we have a temporary site up at globalprayerpartners.com where people can go and still donate or become a prayer partner if they'd like. Find out more about it. But on the 4th of July, we will launch our new site. So that's where we are right now.
That is just such an amazing story. I love these kind of stories. And, you know, and as you're talking, I'm thinking, well, what was wrong with your daughter? And then it dawns on me that this probably wasn't about your daughter at all. It was probably because this was something that you were supposed to do. And maybe you would not have recognized that.
It's interesting because my daughter's now 18. But and she knows, you know, what she's just going on doing her life, and I'm here just focusing on this. And I said, I'm doing a, you know, we're getting this great response. We now have 64 prayer partners from around the world. And she looks at me, she goes, it's okay, Mom. It's fine. Take one for the team. You know, it's like because if it wasn't for her, this has happened. But I will say, just to let you know, I do know what was wrong with my daughter. And basically, as these beautiful children are being born into the world, our children, you know, they call them rainbow indigos.
Yes.
Whatever. Yes. Highly crystalline.
Right.
Very, very sensitive. Very, very aware. So she was picking up everybody's stuff, and their emotions and their sadnesses, and she embodied it, and it made her sick.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. She's an empath, you know. And she has to actually learn how to not do that. So she really has tools now where she has to really not take on other people's energies. Because it made her so...
I relate very well to that because I'm an empath and that's what I do. And I can be very sick if I allow all that in. So I totally relate to that. Wow. What kind of people are praying for us,
you know,
when we sign up?
Every kind. And, you know, I love the way you described it earlier in your intro. So we use the word prayer, but I realize that a lot of people, that's kind of a trigger word for it. Like, there's a lot of people that don't pray or aren't religious. So I also use the word intention or good wishes. So the kind of people that responded were some people that had great faith, Christian faith. There's some that were Buddhists. There were some that were Sufis. There were people that were Reiki masters, energy healers, everyday people just sending beautiful good wishes, you know. I want to just share this one that was just so simple and profound. The email said, you probably won't even get this. I've never written to anybody before. I walked by my computer 6 times, and I want you to know that I have been moved 2 times in my life to get down on my knees and pray, and today was the third. And it was signed Susan from Missouri. That woman, I mean, just had me bawling. I mean, you know, 3 times in her life, and she's praying for my daughter? Oh, my God. You know, Randy, also what I learned, how much people want to pray, like how willing all these listeners were. They were like, oh, my God, yes, of course. And then they would, you know, send follow-ups like, how is she? She's still in my prayers. I think about her every day. It's just overwhelmingly a really good story. You know, and so what I realized, not only – how much, because we know people are praying all over. People are praying all the time. But as you mentioned, the power of collective, focused prayer. If we can bring, and as you said, the internet allows us to bring people together more. So if we could just bring a huge amount of people together, and we're starting with praying for people and pets. You know, our mission is to help alleviate pain and suffering on the planet. But I envision, you know, weekly group calls where we all get on the call and someone, you know, picks an issue. Say, what happened yesterday? Okay, the church members that were shot, you know.
Yes.
We can just focus. Like, we could do that right now. Just focus on those people, just their families, and just sending them love and comfort. It is so palpable. People feel it. They actually, something shifts and changes. So, you know, and also, you know, we can do, you know, pray for the hearts of terrorists. Let's pray. Let's all focus on changing the weather patterns. So, you know, we have some water in California. I mean, we're so, it's really serious here. And not just here, but look at the Midwest and Texas and the floodings and the hurricanes and all over the world. You know, the end of starvation. You know, Randy, think, if every person right now just stopped, every person on the planet, for 10 seconds and envisioned world peace, we would have world peace. So the more people, I mean, people have to realize, I think this is just, it's an evolution, as you said. You know, we're evolving, and it's invisible. You know, and look how powerful the internet is. Look at how a cell phone from Monterey can penetrate, you know, the buildings in New York City, and people can answer immediately. Okay, all that stuff is invisible. So is prayer, and it's more powerful than all of that. And we have to get how infinitely we are infinite beings with infinite possibilities. And if we come together collectively, we can really help to turn this planet around. I know there's a lot of people out there that want to make a difference. You know, you and I had a wonderful conversation before this call. I called a little early, you know, as your guests do, to, you know, check the voice levels. And you and I became instant BFFs. I mean, it's like, I can't wait to talk to you after this show because we have so much in common. But,
I know.
Yeah.
So I'll give you a call, actually. I have your number.
Okay, good. So, you know, this is a way for people that are sitting home. You know, we're so isolated in this world, you know, now. People, you know, like you're sitting there in Florida. I'm sitting here in California. We're communicating online via the airwaves. But I'm alone in this house. You know, I'm sitting behind the walls of this house. And I know how many people want to make a difference. You know, your listeners, they're listening to you because they resonate. They know they're here to do something more. Well, this is just a way that you can do it from where you are. It's easy. And I tell you, the prayer partners that we have, they get so much out of it. Because when you give, you receive. I think it's all the same thing, giving and receiving. So they're gifting prayers and makes them feel so good. It's making a difference in the people that they're praying for. So, yeah, I just go on.
This is really, really powerful, Sheila. I just can't even believe where this can go, the potential that this has. And we certainly need it. We do need it. We need everybody from all corners of the world to come together and fix this world. We're having so many problems, you know. And everybody says, what can I do? I'm only one person. And what they don't realize is how much power they have to change.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm a talker. But I have a great example. Do we have time, or do you have to take a break or anything?
No, keep going.
Okay. So this is a great example of what you just said. So on 9/11, I want to tell you what happened. NOAA, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Association, NOAA, and also HeartMath has something called the Global Coherence Monitoring System. So these are scientific technical systems that register and monitor the electromagnetic field around the planet. Both of these organizations had the same results. On 9/11, 9/12, and 9/13, there was a spike in the electromagnetic field. Hence, they believe that that people's compassion and love that they felt around the world for those days actually affects, you know, it affects the planet. So, I mean, I just think that's so powerful. Like, people, don't you get it? Like, why aren't we doing this? It's like we need to really, I would love to hook up with other prayer groups, like just make this bigger and bigger. This is not about me. This was never my idea. It was so given to me to take and run with. I mean, there were times that I said, are you kidding, God, really? I can't do this. If you would have said 5 years ago, you're going to start a prayer service, I'd like, what? And it's taken me away from, you know, making money and doing other things because it's way more work than if I had ever known how much work, I probably would have. I would have said no in the beginning. Like, I don't have time for this. This is too much. But you know what? I know that it was, you know, in my intuition and my heart of hearts, it was given to me to take and run with. So that's what I'm doing.
Right. I mean, we want things to be clear. We want these messages of what we're here for to be clear. I guess sometimes they can be overwhelming. Sometimes we get more than we really ask for. But gosh, this is so wonderful. Is this a nonprofit organization?
We hope. Excuse me. We hope to make it a nonprofit. I'll tell you something. When I started this, there was no business plan. I just went, okay, boom, 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 boom. and I'll make it a donation-only site. So that's what it is now. We don't believe anybody should have to pay for a prayer. But, you know, there's a good exchange. You know, I've gone to prayer sites before, and I always donate. If I ask, you know, whether it's $10 or $20, because it just feels right. You know, I know. So I'm not sure. What's great is that this started getting so big, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, there's not enough money to build this site. And I was just going, oh, my God, I'm going to let everybody down. I just fell into this funk. And I reached out to the prayer partners, and I asked if somebody could help me with emails, because right now we're cutting and pasting. You know, we have to get the site up to really get it, you know, activated and automated. And this man reached out, this man named Paul from Australia, just the most sweetest angel in the world, and he's jumped aboard, and now we're having the site built in Australia. He's overseeing it. I'm
wow.
freed up to, you know, be on calls with you right now. So, you know, God works, and, you know, or the universe works, whatever you want to call it, but it's always in God's time. It's never in our time, and it, you know, if that's the whole thing, when we pray and then we're like, well, nothing happened, you have to wait. There's a period of time that goes by that we need to be patient, you know. And so going through all these hurdles and bumps in the road, you know, you just, I often go, what should I do today? And I always look up, and then I get this idea, okay, I need to, you know, send this email out or call this person. Some days I go, okay, God, what should I do today? And it says, go to the movies or go to the beach. And I'm out of here. I need to go to the movies. So, yeah, it's a slow process for us humans. You know, we want it right now. You know, but
yes, we
but
do.
You know, the universe. What I look at it like is that we make a request or a prayer, we let it go, and then it takes time for the universe to set up the circumstances and the people and the timing to have you meet these people. So there is a period of time that you just need to be patient and know, you know, just keep letting it go and then wait and see, you know.
Right. I mean, this is something that, you know, I've really come to accept lately, is that it's got nothing to do with my timing. I just have to accept that the universe knows where it's taking me. All I have to do is follow the signs and listen, and it'll go, because we cannot force things to change. They will change in their own time, and that's what you're saying, Sheila. Absolutely. So, and the website is globalprayerpartners.com, right?
Correct. And right now what we have is sort of a skeleton site. It's that you can go there right now. And there's three things that can happen when you go there right now. You can donate, and I just have to put the call out. I'm always one, you know, us healers and light workers, we're so afraid to talk about money, and money is always an issue. Well, I have to say, if this resonates with you and you have money, we need money to keep this site up to, you know, like it takes so much resources and time and investment. So I'm asking. I'm so proud of myself. And another way to participate is to become a prayer partner. And just to let you know what that entails is just we ask that you answer just 1 to 3 prayers a week, which takes all of 10, 15 minutes of your time. And, you know, oftentimes we get emails back from the people or the patients, the people that are suffering or the people that asked for the prayer for their daughter, you know, or their child. And just to read them is just the most heartwarming, validating thing. I can give you an example if we have time. I don't know. Do you take breaks on this show?
No, we're not taking any because the show's not that long, so we'll just keep going.
Oh, okay. a friend of mine named Celeste who lives in Hawaii, her 40-year-old daughter had a rare brain tumor, and she reached out to just a small group of people, and I was one of them, and I'm like, oh, my God, this was right after it happened to my daughter, and I sent it out to my email list. So she received over 200 emails, and she told me that she just sat in her house for half a day and wept, could not believe. You know, it's almost like it's your extended family that you never knew you had. Complete so-called strangers just sending the most loving, comforting, you know, words of love and encouragement, sending healing light. Her daughter went through this surgery, and it was a breeze. She's thriving today. Those prayers did so much for her and for her mother, as they did for me and my daughter. It's not just my daughter that was affected. It was myself and everybody that just, you know, that knew about it. Because, you know, when you're in a place like, when you're in a, like in a hospital bed with your loved one, there's a few family members there. It's a very isolated, kind of lonely place. And imagine all of a sudden you're reading hundreds, dozens, or, you know, hundreds of prayers from people that are just like, we got your back, we're behind you, you're going to be okay, just hang in there, God loves you. You know,
oh,
it's
gosh.
Just... Yeah, yeah.
I just, you know, that's so wonderful. You know, all this really does renew our confidence in humankind, because what we see in the news and what we see in front of us all the time is always negativity. But really, people are wonderful. People are loving. And it's just a small portion of this world that is evil.
Yeah, so and you know, I forgot what I was going to say about that. But, yeah, they want to help. People are looking. I mean, like, they're so eager to. They just need to be asked. They want to participate. They want to be involved. You know, when you see a car accident or something or somebody faints or, you know, people rush around and it's like all of a sudden they're just, these total strangers are totally nice. And I mean, people, they want to be. We want to connect more, you know. We are a family, you know. And I also... I just believe that this is such a way to really make a difference. Like, together, you know, where two or more are gathered, we can move mountains.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, when I, you were saying earlier that, you know, people get hung up with the word prayer, and so you use words like intention and things like that. And I know that I'm one of those people that gets hung up with the word prayer, even though I do pray at times, but I'm not a regular prayer. But my experience with religion was just such a turnoff that, that word prayer was really hard for me. And I realized one day that all I had to do was talk. You know,
exactly.
And I didn't have to be on my knees. I didn't have to have my hands together. And I could just talk. And that's when it really opened it up for me. So for anybody out there listening, you know, if you have that same experience, just know that all you have to do is talk. You don't even have to know who you're talking to. Just talk, right?
Yeah. Hey, absolutely. You know, I'm so glad that you mentioned that. One of my friends, his greatest prayer is this: God, take over. And that's it. And you know who Carolyn Mace is? M-Y-S.
No, I don't.
Carolyn. She's a medical intuitive. She's been on Oprah. I haven't seen her for many years, but she used to talk about how she used to pray. And I pray like her. You know, if I'm angry or something's not going right, I scream. I go, God, are you kidding me? You need to get me out of this situation. You need to show me what to do now. Like, I talk like my best friend. And I tell you, that's when I get the most results, when I make a demand for change. You need to show me what to do, and you need to show me now. Like, I really mean it. And then I let it go. And, boy, that's when stuff really starts shifting, you know?
That's really good to know.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. I mean,
yeah.
I found myself yelling at them, you know, why, but that's not effective, because what you're doing is you're giving a directive. I want to know this, and I want to know it now. And we have to be very clear with our directives when we talk to the spirit world or our higher powers. And there's a big difference between yelling at them and being direct. So I think
thing is that I never ask for specifics. Like, you know, it's like, what am I supposed to be doing? What do I need to do to make money now? Show me, like, you know, or, you know, I'm in so much pain. Get me out of this pain and let me know what to do, you know? So, prayer is really powerful. We are very powerful. We have this untapped resource that is just a gift, and it needs to be used. Excuse me. And, you know, as we're evolving and shifting into the fifth dimension and all, all that stuff. I really believe it's all going to become more and more, you know, telepathic and using our invisible parts of us. You know, it's not just this 3D. It's like people just got to get that, you know, we really can make big changes just by intending and focusing. And, yeah.
That is so true. Things are going to change, and like, and you talked about your daughter being crystalline, rainbow, you know, child, and there, you know, for anybody listening, there's a new breed of children that is coming into this world, and they are going to change the world, but they are highly sensitive, and so we see it in forms of autism ADD and all these kind of things, but these are special children. And some of them can't communicate, but they can telepathically, and they're very, very wise. So when we think about the state of the world that we're in right now and the people that are in charge, that's not going to be forever. There is going to be this whole change in the next generation of how this world is going to function. And I welcome it, and I'm so looking forward to it.
And you know who's going to make the change? We are. And we're not going to look at for the governments and the you know, powers that be. If you sit back waiting for them to do it, no, you're right. There's a whole new paradigm. There's a whole new template that's being created. But it's you and I that are going to do it. You know, one of the people that responded to my daughter, Dave Markowitz, wrote a book called Self-Care for the Self-Aware. I just love that little title. You know, and you mentioned you have the same thing, that this is empathy, where we feel so much and we take it on. And it can make us physically sick, mentally sick, suicidal, and, you know, we don't know what's going on because why am I feeling this way? So we really have to learn how, and these crystalline children and these young children, they have to learn how to be in their bodies. You know, there's so much drug abuse coming. Oh, my gosh, these high schools are, like in my town, heroin is huge. This is beautiful Carmel, California, you know, suicide. Wow. Because, you know, they just need great guidance from their parents. And, you know, it is a whole new, we're moving really fast into this new place. And I know everybody's going through a lot of stuff right now. I want to mention one more thing. So right now our site's going to be live on the 4th of July. But if somebody is really suffering and urgently needs a prayer, you can send your request to this email that I'm going to give you right now, and that's prayers with an S, prayers@globalprayerpartners.com, and we will get on that right away. So I just want to make that available to your listeners.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I wanted to mention that I read an article that went viral, and it was called What is an Empath and Are You One? And it got picked up by several online publications, and it went viral, and I started receiving all this information, all these letters from people saying, oh, my God, that's me. You know, I never knew I was that. So I created on Facebook a page called Empath Society. And what I do on there is I put all kinds of stuff to give tools and encouragement, and also people can form friendships and support on this page. So it's Empath Society for any, you know, your daughter might love to go there and check it out. And, yeah, it really helps people to know who they are. So that's just
So wonderful. What a gift you are, Randy. That's amazing. That's really great. See, you know, it's just so good to connect with you. I mean, we're all, you know, and everybody listening, I know. I mean, they're listening because they have this in their heart and in their gut. Like, they, too, have gifts. They, too, want to make, you, too, want to make a difference. And you do. I look at it like, you know, a pebble in a pond. You know, you're the pebble, and drop it in a still pond and ripple out. Everything that you do affects, you know, everything, and it starts with those around you, and you do make a difference. I don't care if it's just going to the grocery store and smiling at the clerk, you know, or just saying hello to a total stranger. You know, people are in so much pain right now. It's like we really need to start connecting with humanity and get our heads out of our iPhones and iPads and look up and look in people's eyes, you know. So I just want to send my love to every single person that's listening and appreciation. We have been through so much in this lifetime. Oh, my God, bless your hearts. And, you know, you don't have to be a talk show host or write a best-selling book to make a difference. You know, really, what it's just, it starts with right where you are. So,
right. And we need to redefine the word for success. Because that's something I struggle with a lot, you know, what makes us successful. But just what you're saying, when we do these things, we are successful. We are. When we're helping, when we're smiling, when we're putting that out there, we are successful. So that's very empowering.
Yeah.
In the next, like, 5 minutes or so, if you would like to, you know, talk about what you do, I know that you do some counseling. I don't know if you call it counseling, but what you do, and maybe a little bit about your Sheila show.
Okay, sure. So my radio show is called The Sheila Show, which I used to think was just much, much too egotistical. But the guy that told me that, he was a football coach, and he goes, no, just Sheila Show. Sheila Show. So I went, okay. So anyway, but I, you know, I interview people like you do about once or twice a week, and I try to bring cutting edge, creative edge, you know, amazing people that are making a huge difference on the planet. So if you go to my website, SheilaShow.com, you know, I have hundreds of shows archived and a lot of information and really good tools and resources, again, for your human evolution, you know, for your path that you're on. And yes, I do. I do one-on-one counseling, if you will, coaching. I really, really, really help people. I get complete intuitive downloads when I talk to people on the phone. And it just, you know, through the years, it just is so easy for me. So if you're really stuck, you know, you can find that on my site also. And I've got a bunch of videos. I've interviewed, you know, all the people from The Secret, Eric Pearl, Byron Katie, you know, lots and lots of, and all those are archived on my website, SheilaShow.com. So yeah, that's one of the things I do. I'm a mom of two teenagers, 18 and 21, and that's, baby, let me tell you.
Yeah. Well, I know you have a daughter.
Uh-huh. And I have a 21.
You have two daughters
son.
Or a daughter and
a son? My son is 21. Yeah. So, yeah, single mom, and, you know, I work hard and really am looking for that balance, too. You know, I think one thing that's so completely ridiculous, and I know you're going to agree with me, is this stupid money thing where, like, it's like 80% of our life we're just, like, worried about money and where's it going to come from. And then we have this other little part where we try to have some fun and go to a movie. But, you know, there just needs to be more balance. We need to change this monetary system. We need to freaking level the playing field. You know, it's all going to come crumbling down. So, buy gold. You know.
I get that. Yeah, for a long time, you know, I did, you were saying before, I relate to so many things that you're saying, but you were saying before, you know, how hard it was to ask for money. And I, you know, for a very, very long time, I felt the same way. I felt, this is a God-given gift. This is what I'm supposed to do. Money is a physical world thing, and it's not really the important thing. But I learned that we do live in a physical world, and it's a world that functions on money. So
that's
we
right.
have to do that. We have to honor that physical part of ourselves, and it is okay to make money.
Yeah,
you know, as long
it's
as we do it with the right intentions. So
yeah.
I completely get that.
Yeah, you know, and it's like, what could be better than making a difference on the planet and getting paid for it? Because just to not have it be, you know. Because
right.
the more money that we have, the more work we can do and spread. You know, it's like, gosh, I thought there was going to be so much more money coming in. I swear, when I thought this thing, God's going, yes, 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 and I'm like, oh, my God, we're going to get $100,000. You know, I know all these people that have huge email lists, and I'm sending them out, and I couldn't believe how many people didn't even like reply to my email. I'm like, what? I'm like, don't you see what this is? It's to help the world. This isn't anything for me. You know, it's just crazy. So, you know, we make plans and God laughs.
I love that. Yeah. I love that saying. Wow. Wow. Well, it's been so great talking to you. And again, it's www.globalprayerpartners.com. And you want to visit the site and donate, support this site, and sign up to pray for others. And you can always use it, you know, for yourself. So this has been really wonderful talking to you, Sheila, and I so appreciate, first of all, appreciate you contacting me. I know I took a while to get back to you, but this is really important, and I'm so, so happy to meet you. Thank you for being my guest.
My pleasure. And back at you, sister. You know, I met a new sister from the other side of the country, you know. Thank you for the work you're doing on the planet, honey. And just keep shining your light, you know? And that goes for all your listeners. I just want to send you guys just infinite love and appreciation for who you are. And thank you so much, Randy.
Thank you. And I will be calling you shortly. We'll talk some more.
Okay, good, yeah. You got a catch-up girlfriend.
All right, thank you. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
So, we are out of time for today, but if you have any comments about today's show or any other shows, please email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. Randy is RandiGFine.com. And my website is RandyGFine.com. Come and visit me. I write articles and post articles, the very best ones I can find about spiritual growth, personal growth, healing, metaphysical things, empowerment, letting go of pain, meditating, parenting, relationships. There are tons of Randyisms, quotes that I've created and put in a picture form that you can enjoy and share. So, and the other thing is, if you enjoy listening to my shows, I would love for you to become a show follower. Let's get this show the recognition that it deserves. And when you're a follower, you'll be notified of all the wonderful programming that I have coming up. It is always wonderful. I always have the very, very best, most inspirational, most empowering guests. So keep listening. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. So, thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host and author Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, RandyGFine.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be.